Welcome to the Model Railroader, your ultimate destination for all things railroading. From trains.com, we bring you step-by-step modeling and construction projects, insightful reviews, tips from the experts, and more. This program is proudly presented by Aftersight, a community hub for audio news, entertainment, and resources. Find us at aftersight.org. This program is intended to be used solely by individuals who are blind or have low vision. All aboard!
Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader magazine, read by Jason Consul. The first article is on trains.com, conducted by Bryson Sleppy. The first subarticle is Cody's Office Returns. All new episodes of Cody's Office are back into production. That's right, the popular trains.com video series returns at the Fire Crown Media offices in suburban Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The setting may be different, but Model Railroader senior editor Cody Grivno is back with all of your favorite segments. The next subarticle is A New Era for the Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy. When Kalmbach Publishing Company moved from Milwaukee to the western suburbs of Waukesha in 1989, the Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy had a blank slate. The ink-stained concrete floor, large drafty windows, and sun-faded scenery were in the past. Take a trip down memory lane in this retrospective photo gallery only on trains.com. The next article is From the Editor by Eric White. You could be the author we're looking for. Model Railroader has had a lot of great authors over the years, but we're always looking for more. When I go to model railroading events, I'm always on the lookout for the next great story. Whether it's at an operating weekend where I get to see lots of model railroads, or at railroad prototype modeler meets, or National Model Railroad Association meets and conventions, there's a lot of great work to be seen outside these office walls. Sometimes the next great story comes to us, though. People will send in a photo of their modeling, and I'll ask them if they want to write about what they're doing. Part of what makes the hobby, and this magazine, great is the willingness of modelers to share their work. If you've been thinking about sharing some of your own work, why wait? There are many ways you can join in. One of the easiest ways to get into the magazine is to share a photo for our Trackside Photos section. Send us a clear, in-focus photo of an interesting scene on your or a friend's model railroad, and I'll see if I can get it in the magazine. If you haven't been photographing your layout, we can help you develop the skills to get the kinds of images we need. With a tripod and some extra lights, it's not too hard to get decent photos of larger projects or scenes. Longtime contributor Brooks Stover has a great tutorial on model railroad photography on our trains.com Model Railroader contributor page that can lead you in the right direction. Maybe you have or know of a great modeling technique. How-to stories are the bread and butter of modeling magazines, and the photography is a little less technical here, as the images are usually simpler. You can use a cell phone to easily get images of the steps you're taking to build your models. Ideally, you'll take photos on a white or gray background, parentheses, I use a large sheet of paper secured to the back of my spray booth to create a sweep, close parentheses. The spray booth has enough light to get decent photos, and it's right next to my workbench. If you're contemplating bigger projects, such as scenery or large structures, you'll probably need a digital single-lens reflex camera, or DSLR, which Brooks' article can help you with. DSLRs succeeded the 35mm cameras many of us started with. I've spent most of this space writing about the photographic aspects of creating a story for the magazine, because that's the part we can't do for you. Once the model is built, you can't go back and get a missed step. The writing is easy for us to help you with. As long as you can show us what you did, we can make sure it all makes sense in the story. It's a lot easier to get a story in Model Railroader than you might have thought. Let's hear about what you're doing. The next section is news and reviews, conducted by Cody Grivno and Bryson Sleppy. HO Scale. General Motors Diesel Division SD50F Diesel Locomotive. This six-axle road locomotive is the latest release from Aurora Miniatures North America Incorporated. The HO Scale SD50F is decorated for Dakota, Missouri Valley, and Western, and Canadian National, parentheses, zebra stripes, North America, and single stripe schemes, close parentheses, in 1 to 4 road numbers per scheme. The model has light-emitting diode lighting, operating radiator fans, and an improved fan drive unit. The company also offers SD50AF diesels painted for CN and DMVW in 2 numbers each. Direct current models with the 21 MTC connector and dual sugar cube speakers retail for $249.99. Versions with an ESU LockSound V5 digital command control sound decoder are priced at $349.99. Aurora Miniatures North America Incorporated, reachable at na.auroraminiatures.com. HO Scale Locomotives. Alco FA-1 and FB-1 diesel locomotives. Chicago, Rock Island and Pacific, Erie, Lackawanna, Lehigh Valley, Long Island Railroad, Missouri Pacific, New York, New Haven and Hartford, New York Central, Soo Line, Spokane, Portland and Seattle, and Wabash. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Road-specific details including flat or angled number boards and dynamic or non-dynamic brake versions. Factory-applied grab irons, handrails, and underbody piping and conduit. Minimum radius 18 inches. Direct current single A unit, $229.95. Single A unit with DCC and sound, $339.99. Direct current AB set, $429.95. AB set with DCC and sound, $649.95. Rapido trains reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. Electromotive Division GP30 Diesel Locomotive. Burlington Northern GP39M, Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe GP30U, Chessie Systems GP30 and GP30M, Chicago Great Western, CSX GP30M, Penn Central, and Union Pacific. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Road number and era-specific details, including horn type and location, cab heater louvers, sunshades, bell location, battery box doors, and more. Light-emitting diode light package featuring headlights, ground lights, walkway lights, tri-color class lights, number boxes, and more as applicable. Factory-applied details including grab irons, uncoupling levers, handrails, and MU cable receptacles. Direct current model, $204.99. With DCC and sound, $304.99. Rivet counter line, scaled trains, reachable at 844-987-2467 or scaledtrains.com. Electromotive Division GP49 Diesel Locomotive. Norfolk Southern. 3 road numbers. Also available in Boston and Maine, National Railways of Mexico, Norfolk Southern, and USA 250th Anniversary Fantasy Schemes. Light-emitting diode lighting including headlights, number boxes, and signal lights and or beacons as applicable. See-through cab windows and detailed interior. Separately applied Celcon handrails, etched metal fan grills, train line and MU hoses, windshield wipers, and more. Direct current model, $249.99. With DCC and sound, $349.99. Genesis line, Athern trains, reachable at 800 338-4639 or athearn.com. Electromotive Division, SW1 Diesel Locomotive. Amtrak, Boston and Maine, Chicago, Burlington and Quincy, Chicago and Northwestern, Milwaukee Road, New York Central, and Southern Railway. 3 to 4 road numbers per scheme. Also available, painted yellow and black, but unlettered and undecorated. Updated tooling. Factory-installed sugar cube-type speakers and direct current and DCC versions. Factory-installed wire grab irons. 21-pin DCC connector. Directional, warm, white, light-emitting diode headlights. See manufacturer's website for pricing. Walther's Mainline, William K. Walther's Incorporated, reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. Next is HO Scale Rolling Stock, 40-foot flat car, Atkinson, Topeka, and Santa Fe, Reading Company, Southern Pacific, and United States Army. One road number per scheme. RP-25 contour wheels with metal axles and Bachmann couplers with springs. 3 removable crates included. $23.98. Rock Island Hobby, reachable at rockislandhobby.com. 1937 Association of American Railroads 40-foot boxcar. Ontario, Northland, Florida East Coast, Lancaster and Chester, and Northern Pacific. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Prototype-specific end, roof, and door variations. Full underbody detail. Single car, $54.95. Six-pack, $329.70. Rapido trains, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. International Car Company, Bay Window Caboose. Chessie System, parentheses and 3 schemes, close parentheses, and Baltimore and Ohio. 1 or 2 road numbers per scheme. Also available in USA 250th Anniversary Fantasy Scheme. Road number specific details including antenna and air whistle. Detailed interior including seats. Light-emitting diode lighting, including interior lights. See-through end platforms and steps. Underframe detail, including air brake reservoir, control valve, and brake cylinder with plumbing and brake rod details. Direct current model, $134.99. With DCC and sound, $174.99. Genesis line, Athearn Trains, reachable at 800-338-4639 or athearn.com. Pullman Standard PS2 3,215 cubic foot capacity covered hopper. Chicago, Rock Island, and Pacific. Atkinson, Topeka, and Santa Fe. Chicago and Northwestern. Great Northern. Minneapolis and St. Louis. Norfolk and Western, Sacramento Northern, and Southern Pacific. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Also available as undecorated kit in 3 versions. Road-specific details including 3 brake wheel housing options, 2 brake cylinder versions, 2 retainer valve mounting options, and multiple B-end bolster web plate detail options. Separately applied scale wire grab irons and uncoupling levers, brass corner steps, separate flexible rubber air hoses, and Katie couplers, $60.95. Tangent scale models reachable at 828-412-3886 or tangentscalemodels.com. Pullman Standard Union Pacific Business Car Number 101. Lincoln and Lone Star. Various drum heads available. Also offered painted primer gray with black trucks. Factory applied handrails, antenna arrangement, and more. Underbody detail with warning labels. Controllable light emitting diode lights including ditch lights, marker lights, tail lights, interior lighting, and illuminated drum heads as applicable. Katie couplers. Minimum operating radius 18 inches. Broadway Limited Imports, reachable at 386-673-8900 or broadway-limited.com. Inset into the article is Club Offerings. American Car and Foundry 3-Bay Center Flow Covered Hopper. AccuRail HO Kit produced for the Thunderbird Model Railroad Club's Phoenix, Turnbow, and Apache Railroad. One road number. Single car, $30 plus shipping. Thunderbird Model Railroad Club. Call 480-968-1880 or email dick@thehobbydepot.com. Next is HO Scale Structures. Vintage Brick Warehouse. Tower, main building, warehouse, and loading docks are separate components allowing for multiple configurations. Decals and printed graphics included. Parts molded in four colors. $59.98. Walther's Cornerstone. William K. Walther's Incorporated, reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. Also in HO scale, Union Pacific Business Car Kennefic. Broadway Limited Imports offers car number 119 in its modern appearance with a Union Pacific Shield and Big Boy Tour, Seal of the President of the United States, and Spirit of the Union Pacific Drumheads. In addition, the HO scale model is available painted primer gray with black trucks. Features on the car, $129.99, include a prototype-specific interior and light-emitting diode lighting, parentheses, ditch lights, marker lights, taillights, and an illuminated drum head. The business car is compatible with codes 70, 83, and 100 rail and has a minimum operating radius of 18 inches. Broadway Limited Imports, reachable at 386-673-8900 or broadway-limited.com. Next is N-Scale Locomotives. Electromotive Division F40PH-2D Diesel Locomotive. Via Rail Canada in Kool-Aid, $10 Bill, Canada, Home Hardware, Love the Way, Operation Lifesaver, Original, Renaissance, and Talus Schemes. F40PH-2D or rebuilt F40PH-2D body and details as applicable. Light-emitting diode headlights, ditch lights, number boxes, emergency headlight, and emergency shutdown strobe light as applicable. Separately applied grab irons and handrails. Underbody detail. Prototype-specific rooftop details. Minimum radius 11 inches. Direct current model, $159.95. With DCC and sound, $269.95. Rapido trains, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. Next up, the Rapido HO Scale EMD F40PHM-2. An Electromotive Division F40PHM-2 is the latest HO scale commuter diesel from Rapido Trains. The four-axle unit uses plastic and die-cast metal construction and has numerous factory-applied detailed parts and assortment of modeler-controlled lighting functions. Electromotive Division produced the F40PHM-2 between October 1991 and December 1992. During the course of the production run, 30 units were built, all four Chicago area commuter railroad Metra. The commuter engines are used on Metra's Rock Island District and BNSF railway lines. The sample we received is decorated as Metra 206, part of the commuter agency's 185 through 214 series. The locomotive was built in September 1992 under order number 896065. The unit was delivered in the blue and orange scheme. When rebuilt in the late 2010s, the 206 was repainted the fade scheme depicted on the model. The Rapido model has a plastic body with a variety of factory-applied parts. The front pilot has a snowplow, MU and train line hoses with the glad hands picked in silver, train line receptacles, and an uncoupling lever. Except for the snowplow, the rear pilot has similar details as well as extra train line receptacles on the bottom edge. The F40PHM-2 has a multi-piece cab interior that's painted in prototypical colors. Details on the cab roof include a Sinclair antenna, a metal Nathan P5A air horn, a positive train control antenna array, two air conditioners, and a layover system alarm light. To separate the shell from the chassis, I removed the front and rear draft gearboxes. Then I spread the body above the second and third axles to disengage tabs that lock into slots inside the shell. The 5-pole skew-wound motor with dual flywheels is nested in the center of the chassis. The motherboard, attached to the weight with two screws, spans the motor. The ESU LockSound V5 decoder and capacitor for the MoPower temporary energy storage system are attached to the board. Above the rear truck are two cube-style speakers. I compared the Rapido HO Scale EMD F40PHM-2 to prototype elevation drawings. The Rapido model matches all major dimensions. Nice work! Our review sample features an ESU LockSound V5 sound decoder. I tested the locomotive at the workbench using an NCE power cab. At step 1, the commuter diesel moved at under 1 scale mile per hour. At step 28, the F40PHM-2 achieved a top speed of 66 scale miles per hour. The full-size diesel has a top speed of 108 miles per hour. The commuter unit has a drawbar pull of 3.7 ounces. This is equivalent to approximately 17 free-rolling passenger cars on straight and level track. In addition to the EMD F40PHM-2, Rapido offers Bud Gallery commuter coaches and cab cars in a variety of paint schemes. This 1-2 combination makes it easier than ever to model Metro commuter trains in HO scale from the early 1990s to the present day. Signed, Cody Grivno, Senior Editor. Facts and features. Price. Direct current model, $239.95. With ESU LockSound V5 sound decoder, $349.95. Manufacturer. Rapido Trains Incorporated. 500 Alden Road, Unit 21, Markham, Ontario, Canada, L3R5H5, RapidoTrains.com. Era, October 1991 to present. Road names. Metra, late 1990s to current blue scheme with Operation Lifesaver logo, 2017 to current fade scheme, and Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy heritage scheme. Features. Body-mounted metal couplers at correct height. Metal wheel stubs on plastic drive axle gears engage. Minimum radius 18 inches. Weight 1 pound, 0.3 ounces. Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader magazine, read by Jason Consul.
You've been listening to the Model Railroader, brought to you by Trains.com. That's TRANES.com. In collaboration with AfterSight. If you've enjoyed this episode, we invite you to visit our website at aftersight.org for more audio editions and original podcasts. For additional inquiries or to contact us, call us at 303-786-7777 or email contact@aftersight.org. Thank you for listening.